Bonsoir, Monsieur Dunn. It is Sunday, August 5th, 2012, and you're now listening to Playtime with Sandra Radio, broadcasting to you live from sunny Southern California in connection with Blog Talk Radio, TuneIn Radio, iTunes, and Naked Girls Radio. I'm your hostess, Sandra London, of To Live and Grind in LA, and I will start out tonight's show with the song Oriental Sunset by Kindred. Here you go. That was Kindred with the song Oriental Sunset. I found that on Free Music Archive, and I like it. I think it's very sexy, very exotic, awesome. I'll give you one more song here real quick. I'm going to play a song called Blue by Mikus Meets 66 North, and I'll be right back with you. Here you go.
Thank you.
that was the song Blue by Mikus Meets 66 North. I also found that song on freemusicarchive.org. Yeah, so let's see. I know as far as the Olympics that America has won big. I know Michael Phelps will take home a slew of medals, a lot of gold ones, I believe 18 or so. And I want to just say a big congratulations, virtual shout out to Michael Phelps, Gabby Douglas, and I do not know the name of the swimmer, the 15 or 16 year old swimmer. Sorry, but congratulations to her and everyone all over the world, I guess, who represented their countries and their athletic prowess. So you guys are all champions. Yay! let's see. Okay, I have a couple different news thingies. I'm still getting some of it together. So let me get back to that in a minute. I'm going to go ahead and play a song for you real quick. But let me give you the call-in number. It is 858-815-2333. Once again, 858-815-2333. And, yeah, I've been getting my erotic story time selection together, and I don't know, this person whose work I'm going to read, he's endlessly fascinating and controversial all at the same time, so I keep getting lost in that. But, yes, let's give you a song, and, ooh, there's a caller, and, well, okay, I'll take the call. This is Playtime with Sandra Radio. Sandra London speaking. Who's calling?
Hey, it's Jessica. What's up?
Hi. How's it going?
It's good. I didn't get a chance to get a hold of you earlier. I've been all over the place today. I wanted to know if you got Miss PG's phone number.
I did not. No.
Okay.
Did she direct message
it for
you?
It's on Skype.
Ooh.
I sent it to you on Skype and on Naked Girls Radio and on Twitter.
I was on Skype and Twitter earlier, but I didn't see you. Okay, I'm going to get it. I'm going to get her number, and I will be calling her shortly. Thank you so much.
Awesome. You're welcome.
Awesome. Okay, bye.
Bye.
Yay. So I will also be interviewing the fabulous, awesome, wonderful Miss PG. So yes. You guys are in for a treat. It's going to be awesome. So let me go ahead and give you a song. It will be, I'll play I'm Gone by Koa featuring Envy, and then I'll be right back with you.
We gon' get it in. Puerto Rican, so I know that she a good cook. To get it, you, I had. Now that you in the bag, I'm on my way as soon as you get the mask. Baby,
yeah.
Here's a pen and pad. Take my name and my number down. Give me a call, no hesitation, I come around. And if you got a man, I ain't trying to know his name. It's pretty obvious, baby, that he ain't about the games. Get with it, girl, I need one day. And you're going forever, like yesterday. Say hello to tomorrow, you'll be happy there. Girl, judging by your face, you ain't happy here. So get with it, baby, you know it's crunch time. And no worries, I'ma eat it when it's lunchtime.
Yeah.
You got the number, so you know what to do. And before we part ways, girl,
we gon'
get
it.
Now if you're rolling with me, shawty, we gon' do it big. On this champagne popping, girl, you know what it is. I'm on. You better hop in the way, cause I'm gone.
Girl,
come on with me, shawty, we gon' get it in. On this champagne popping, girl, you know what it is. I'm on. You better hop in the way, cause I'm gone.
Mike, you know there ain't no stopping. Ain'tville way, but I keep on popping. Live it up tonight, best pop champagne. Know you feelin' me, so forget the mother lane. Come on, shawty, roll with me. We gon' do it, B-I-G. You won't leave it, need ID. Take you, quick, ain't never seen. So pinch yourself, so you know this ain't a dream. Cause right now, girl, it's only you and me. I'm trying to pick you up, don't wanna like Hero. So let's go kick it like Taekwondo. A bad boy, yo, we need a shorty by side. So you my Bonnie and I'm your Clyde. So roll with me, I don't care who say what, cause we gon' get it in like a Vader.
If you rollin' with me, shorty, we gon' do it big. Got a champagne popping, girl, you know what it is, I'm on. You better hop in the race, cause I'm gone.
Poppin' for the summertime. I'm just looking for a shorty that just wanna grind. Hands free to steer the wheel just to kiss and hug you. All the girls are saying only cause they wish it was you.
Okay.
Become the waterfall, I'm feeling like Chris Brown. But you my little shorty and I'm feeling to get down. Throw me in the trouble, come out with a chinchilla. Usually like something, but I sell it for vanilla. White dress and Manolo Sims. Drop the top, hair blowing in the wind. I get it poppin', baby, champagne poppin'. Cruising down I-95, the rhythm stopping. I'm on top now. All I see, oh, me and one shot now. Love it when I drop the shots. Rock the shots, fuck them locks. Now they will never stop
with me. Now if you're rolling with me, shawty, we gon' do it big. Got the champagne popping, girl, you know what it is, I'm on. You better hop in the race, cause I'm gone.
Featuring Envy with the song I'm Gone. So, yes. So that was Jess calling from Naked Girls Radio. So I will be calling up the lovely Miss PG very, very shortly, within the very next few minutes. I'm actually going to warm you all up by playing her song, which is super awesome and sexy and banging. It's Vodka Night by Miss PG. Check it out.
Track slammers. Hey.
It's a vodka night, baby, come and get me live. It's a cushion side, it's pushing you to super high. Take your clothes off, slow and watch me suicide. It's a rock, got me rock, ready to go inside.
It's a vodka night, baby, come and get me right. It's a cushion side, it's pushing you to super high. Take your clothes off, slow, you can come inside. It's a rock, got me hot, so you don't stop and ride.
Gone, so it's on. Treat that pussy cattle with my dog pound. Awesome, describe every song. Made by the king, I'm the one that you should call on. When you need that heat, cause I got it, man. I make them bounce in the club like karate dance. I talk, say, the flow out of here. Step up in the booth, I got the juice, no water, man. My bitch vibe, her friend led, black freaking female. They be going down when I'm in the bed. So I watch them like a flick while I blow my sweat, yeah.
It's a vodka night, baby, come and get me wild. It's a kitchen sign, it's pushing you to super high. Take your clothes off slow and watch me suicide. It's a rock, got me rock, ready to go inside.
It's a vodka night, baby, come and get me right.
It's
a kitchen sign, it's pushing you to super high. Take your clothes off slow, you can come inside. It's a vodka night, baby, come and get me right. You the only one that risks get me right. You know it stays wet and it's super tight. Let's have a rough, crazy, wild, and sexy night. Up and down, most you know you need this love potion. Once look in your eye, I know you're mesmerized. These thick thighs got you fucking hypnotized. Yeah, I know I make your nails cry. Just lay back, baby, while I blow your mind. A chick better than me, yeah, I'll never find. You fell in love with my slow wine. No fucking grind, give it to me in real time.
It's a fucking night, baby, come and get me wild. It's a kitchen side, it's pushing you, you're super high. Take your clothes off, slow and watch me suicide. Rock, got me rock ready to go inside.
was Vodka Night by Miss PG featuring King Baez. So without further ado, I'm going to go ahead and call her up. Here we go.
Hello.
Hi, Miss PG. This is Sandra Linton calling from Playtime with Sandra Radio.
Hi, how are you?
I'm pretty good. How's it going?
Going just great.
Cool. So tell me about you, Miss PG. I've only been able to learn about you from your songs. So tell me about, you're from Texas, right? From Dallas?
No, I'm from Wisconsin.
Oh.
I'm live right now?
Yes, you are. Sorry, yes,
oh,
you're
God.
On the air.
Okay, hold on. Miss Felony, hold on. We're live right now. Me and Miss Felony is working on our mixtape right now. I have to miss it. Yeah, you almost got an exclusive right there. I'm live with Sandra London, you know. She said, what's up? What's up? Okay,
hello.
Hello, everyone. It's your girl, Miss PG from Key, Wisconsin, 414 up in the house. I'm from Blue Sky Entertainment. We do music, we do videos, we do online radio shows. We actually pretty much do it all.
Yes, I want you to tell me about your internet radio show. Like, when does it air? Is it with Blog Talk or someone else?
It's with Blog Talk. It's on a hiatus right now. I'm supposed to be coming back in 2 weeks thanks to my sponsor. Shout out to 4 Aces Network. They sponsor my show. Sidebar.
Right on.
Wild, crazy, sexy, weird. It's like virtually drinking. You sit there with me, you get drunk, and we have a ball, and whatever happens, happens. And you can go back and tell your friends, it's not like Vegas. You can go back. Well, PG said, there's no free fucking, and she doesn't support it, because I don't. I do not support free fucking.
Okay, and so, like, does it play every, or will it play every night, or is it, like, a set night a week, or?
It used to come on when it first started. It was on every night from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. The time is still the same. Now I'm only doing 2 days a week. I think it's Tuesdays and Thursdays. I will make sure I let everyone know because it's you never know what's going to happen. I've heard some of the weirdest, craziest things happen to me while I was on air.
Really? And how do you keep it going? Like, how do you keep your stamina for every night? Like,
you know what? before it's time to call, and I'm like, oh, I don't really want to deal with these people today. Oh my God! And then I call, and they're like, PG, this. And you know, like one time I was actually doing a show, and this guy was like, you so sexy, I want you to come out here to Miami. I'm like, I'm good. He's like, no, I'll buy your ticket and everything. I'm like, well, you going to buy my husband's ticket too? Man, fuck you, bitch. I mean, you really got mad because you didn't know I was there. Oh, fuck. It's called your history. Do some research before you try to send me money. At least a ticket, anyway. I take all kind of money. My PayPal account is fightingapiece@yahoo.com.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, I accept all denominations.
Yes, that's the good thing about the internet. You can get money in, like, what, euros, yen, British pounds, yes.
FightingApiece@yahoo.com.
I am right there with you on that. That is awesome. So beforehand, how long were you broadcasting? For like a year or so? Or
a year.
A few months?
This will be
a year?
This will be the third year.
It's
been since 2009. It went from like me just playing around to me like actually really getting money from fans and getting so much love and support because I also do music, so they love my music, and it's my outlet for everything that I do.
Right, okay. And you also manage other artists as well, right?
Yes.
How many other artists do you?
I'm going to try to run them down. Felony, if I forget anybody, please help me. Oh, wait, let's hold on. Let me put you on speaker so Felony can come up.
Hey, what's up? It's your girl, Miss Simmons.
Hello, hey.
Hello, hey. So, Felony, PD Green, J. Will, Scholar Script SB, Illegal Motherfucker, H&E, Shari, Tanisha Yvonne, Ghost, P. Wood, Free P. Wood, he'll be out next year, it's going to be on and popping. ABK, Brewmatic. Shout out to King D.I.Z., Cheech Marley.
Okay, I recognize Petey Green. I recognize Petey Green and Cheech Marley for sure.
Oh, you like
their
that
music.
Song, too.
They are,
you
yes.
like Petey Green and Cheech Marley. Sexy.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
Shout out to Nikki Girl Radio. Shout out to her.
And then I'm not quite sure. Yeah, but I'm not quite sure. What was it on? Okay, Reverb Nation. Where
yes.
doing my homework on like more about you than just your music, and it says Dallas. So I don't know why that is, but if you're in Wisconsin, does that mean you know Mr. Freeze?
You know what?
As well?
I do have a Houston page. Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I do have a Houston page on Reverb. I forgot all about that. Shout out to that page. You know, they wanted me to do a tour in Detroit. I gotta be everywhere. I'm everywhere.
So are you planning to head out there anytime soon?
Yes. Yeah, I'm looking and coming to there before Christmas. I want to be there before Christmas because I have my fan base in Texas is crazy.
Okay, you gotta let me know because I'm actually supposed to be heading out to Texas like in October or November, but I'll be in Austin. But there's so much of Texas I haven't seen. I've only been in and out of the airport and like Amarillo.
Oh, we definitely want to start to coordinate our schedules then.
Yeah. That would be awesome. That would be great. I'd love to check you out. If you're going to be doing any shows out there, I will come and support en masse. I'll bring everybody that I can. So
okay,
that would be sweet.
Party
yeah.
And
so how long have you known Jess from Naked Girls Radio?
Ever since, okay, this is how I met her. I was hooked up with this guy named Mr. Freezo because we do shows with Mr. Freezo, and she did a video to one of his songs, High Haters, or his Haters in the Sky, however it goes. And that was like my song. I'm like, what? I want a video. Where my video at? I got the song. And so I hit her up, and I'm like, I want a video. And right then, that time I had did Vodka Night. So she did a video. Actually, I had Back to the Paper and Vodka Night. She did both of them. And I was like, oh, my gosh, she liked them on the song. So it was like I was watching her dance to my music on the pole and stuff. I was totally entertained.
Oh, I have to see this. Wow. Okay.
Yeah, because she did Back to the Paper. That's the song I got with Cheech Marley. Shout out to Cheech.
Yeah,
then Vodka
like
Night was
song.
The song I did with King B.I.Z. Yeah, everybody likes Vodka Night.
Okay, I'm sorry. Then I've been mispronouncing his name for a while then. It's B.I.Z.?
Yeah, B.I.Z. Yeah, he's weird. Yes, King
okay.
B.I.Z.
Okay, all right. So everybody out there listening in, please pardon me. I was always saying B.I.Z., but okay. Yes.
You know what? That's a lot better than what other people do. They're like, B.I.Z. B.I.Z. Like the birth control. When I seen the birth control, I said, oh, what you a birth control, nigga? I said, ew.
What? Wow. Nice. So do you have more than one CD out? Like, I'm not quite sure how long you've been doing music. I know you've had your show for almost 3 years.
Yeah, I've been doing music for almost 3 years. I have not put out a full project until August 25th. My first project will be out. I'm doing a mixtape with Miss Felony. It's called The Misses, because it's Miss PG and Miss Felony. And we're working on it right now, and it's going to be stupid dope. It's like crazy. It's like, y'all not even ready for it.
Wow.
But,
oh, wow. Okay, so August 25th.
You get the exclusive.
And will that be available through Reverb or?
Reverb.piff, SoundCloud. I'm everywhere.
Ooh. I was actually checking out their site earlier. Yeah, I keep hearing a lot about Reverb Nation. I've checked it out every now and again just looking at artists. But I think it's really good. I can see why people use it, and I know it's probably really good for you because it has also the manager part of it. So if you have several artists or you want to like have a venue where you have other people you know come and play and all this, I'm like, oh, I think I probably should join and sign up. So
yes, you should.
All
you
my favorite musicians
episode.
On there.
Yeah. Yep, and you can also put clips of your show up there, and you can get other artists to come in and do interviews. Cause I've done that too. I mean, it's like it's so much you can do with the internet. It's crazy. Like, and
yeah,
then with Reverb, for those that's listening, my Reverb page is reverb.nation.com/MRSPG. That's me. Yay.
Yeah.
But it looks your Twitter, your YouTube, your SoundCloud, your everything. It's all linked there. Your Facebook, all that is linked to it. So it's like a very, very important tool for all artists.
I like it. I like it a lot. I like everything they have to offer on there. And I actually put on my website on toliveandgrindinla.com for everybody listening in, one of her fellow artists or that she's friends with. Oh, my God. Sorry, where'd it go? Mr. Friezo, his I Live a Dream song, that's one of my favorite songs that he's made, and I made like a video gallery to it with a bunch of pictures and stuff, so everybody feel free to check it out. His music's great.
My favorite Friezo song is Gasoline. I love that song.
I don't think I've heard that one.
You gotta check it out.
Okay. All right, well, let me see. I know I have your song Back to This Paper, but I don't know if it's actually saved here on Blog Talk. But I'll play one of your artist songs right now. Let's see. Yeah, I could do Sexy Woman. I'll do Sexy Woman by Petey Green featuring King by...
Yeah, I mean.
Okay, one more time. King by... Yes, I will be playing that song right now.
Playing Sexy Women, Petey Green, featuring King Gazi and Cheech Marley right here. Let's get it.
There we go. And Cheech Marley, here we go. Check it out.
Cheer. Lights off. Oh, boy. Yeah. I felt like...
Mike Mula Productions.
And I'm drinking, and we're sitting at the bottom of your sexy women. And the night can get the fire, and she's totally tipping. And she's lying on me. Okay, I'm at the spot and I'm feeling good. I ain't worried about my problems, left them in the hood. Now I'm topping up a shorty and she's slipping slow. And she asking, yo, your boy, to take it to the flow. So we do a little dance and it's feeling strange. Cause she got me wanting to get deeper in the brain. Sex is on her mind and I can feel it too.
Mike,
I
want to
do the same thing that she want to do. She says, oh, so these dudes be crazy and they always have a life. They know what to do with a lady. I can get deep up in the walls, make her feel like time stop, make her heart pause. Now she grabbing on me crazy, telling me how she wanna have my baby. You know it's Petey Green, that nigga 5'9".
Make her feel like
I'm dusty.
We're
chilling at the bottom, but you sexy women. And the night can get some fire and slowly kicking. Riding on me, asking what it's gonna be. Wait till later, you see how I'm drinking. And we're sitting at the bottom, but you're sexy women. And the night can get some fire, and she's totally kicking. Riding on me, asking what it's gonna be.
Mike, you rock production.
What's it gon' be? You been at the bar, staring at me. Well, let me introduce myself, my name's T. Young Doe Boy Association's my team. I'm really glad we had the opportunity to meet. Cause you got the type of beauty, every man ought to see. Educated conversation, so I love when you speak. Smile, far
away, the white teeth.
My sticky hand going glory. After that, I really hope you turn into a friend. Bottoms up, but no trait on the beat. Eyes and my partner Peter Green. What up? Young John Dude, Emilio and Charlie Sheen. And like Wu-Tang, boy, I'm all about my dream. So just for the night, we can be a good team.
Mike Green, rap production.
And we're chilling at the bottom, bunch of sexy women. And the night can get some fire, and she's totally tipping. And she's dancing, riding on me.
Mike,
the way I whisper in her ear.
straight to the point, making everything clear. She's my personal video vixen. Over by the stove, we have sex in the kitchen. And I bet the neighbors know my name if they listening. I think she need her medicine. I fill up her prescription. Let's make a decision to leave here together. I bet it. But make your whole life even better. The leather so strong on the couch in my hideout. You about to find out exactly what I'm about. My conversation stimulates her mind and I'll let her hit the switch and try to calm her down. She's feeling, I feel her body calling out. In that teeny weeny lingerie, that's how I pop out. How many different flavors do they come in? Why?
Mike and Mira Production.
And we're chilling at the bottom, bunch of sexy women. And the night is just on fire, and she's totally tipping. And she's dancing and whining on me. Asking what she's gonna be. Wait till later, you see how she's drinking. And we're chilling at the bottom, bunch of sexy women. And the night is just on fire, and she's totally tipping. And she's whining on me.
Mike and Mira Production.
That was the song Sexy Woman by Petey Green, featuring King B.I.'s. Yeah, and Cheech Marley, and I am here now with Miss PG. Let's get her
hello.
Back on the line. Hello, hello. Hey. Yes, I'm hot. Yeah. You know what happened earlier this afternoon? I was listening to a song, a different song that I hadn't heard from Mr. Freezo, Happy Birthday, and mm-hmm. I didn't get a chance to download it just yet, but I was listening to that. There's like a couple of birthdays coming up on Naked Girls Radio, and who else? And not quite a birthday, but there's the 50-year anniversary of the death of Marilyn Monroe today. And so, I don't know, are you into Marilyn Monroe at all? Did you like
yes.
her movies and stuff?
Yes.
Yeah. So I just wanted to let everybody know out there, tune in, tuning in.
You're looking at me all crazy.
She's like, what? You like Marilyn Monroe? She's awesome.
Right.
Yes, her spirit is awesome. But, yeah, now, like, she, for anybody that's local here in Los Angeles, they're having a gathering at the Westwood Village Memorial Park Cemetery where she's buried. And I guess there's, like, tons of different fan clubs and groups, of course, worldwide, but there's one in particular that's organizing all of that. But I don't know. I read her book, an autobiography of hers, when I was about probably 14 years old or something like that. But there's stuff I still didn't even know about her until today, actually, that she got her Golden Globe award in 1959 for Some Like It Hot, but she was first nominated in 1956 for Bus Stop. So, yes, long lived Marilyn Monroe spirit. So, just wanted to say that. But getting back to Miss PG, your music, everything you've got going on, your show, your radio show is going to be starting back up in 2 weeks. I'm going to get from you all that info, plus when your CD's dropping, because I want to feature that on my website, Flip and Grind in L.A. So.
I appreciate that. We love all love, of course.
Yes.
Networking is
sorry, what happened?
Networking is the key to everyone's success.
Yes, yes. So, I'm thinking, what are your, like, influences for your music? What inspires you when you're putting your pen to paper?
What's next? She asked me. Okay. I'm telling somebody what's going on. So I didn't have the site, so I haven't pulled it up so she can listen. So
What's the call-in number so you can call in and listen?
Yes, the call-in number. Sorry, everyone. The call-in number is
815-815-2-3-2-3-3-3. You can listen. Then you ain't got to relay everything. Okay.
Yeah.
As far as how I do my music, it's like when I pull a beat up, it has to be, the beat has to speak to me. I've done a song called Platinum Grills where it's about, if you want to lick it, let me put it in your face, because everybody needs to know, it has to be done. It's part of life.
Yeah.
And I have songs like Bend, if you want to bend it up, you want to, give me some cash. It's just, I don't support free fucking. My music is about not supporting free fucking and letting people know how you feel at all times and all situations.
Right, okay. La Libertina, freedom, humanism. I like it. Okay, there is a call, so I'm going to go ahead and answer. Here we go.
Oh, no. The 414, just listen.
Hello, this is Playtime with Sandra Radio. This is Sandra London speaking. Who's calling?
Yes, I forgot about that. You can put her back on mute.
What is it called? Echo. Hello? Uh-oh. Oh, la, la. Hello.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Are you guys in the same room?
Yeah, we were. That's why I was telling you not to put her on.
Oh, my bad. Totally didn't. That went right over my head. I'm like,
yeah.
Oh, no. Well, hi.
Yeah. It's okay.
Yeah.
It be like that sometimes. I didn't hear a whole bunch of weird shows where I didn't have conversations when I was stuffing myself muted. I said, oh, wait, I pulled a ghetto.
I think I've had two episodes so far where one I did a whole hour and a half and it did not record. And another one where only the music that was stored in Blog Talk Radio played and all the other audio didn't record. So, yes, this is what happens with live things.
Live radio, you never know.
It's all good. Yes.
The reason why I'm able to deal with these situations, I have done it so long. And it's like I used to have the weirdest things happen to me on air and I had to roll with it. Out in here where my switchboard had just went out, phones got cut, people got lost in translation, and weirdos used to call. It was all kinds of crazy.
Right. But it's not about what happens, it's about how you spin it.
Yeah.
Can you be a good PR person for your own self? So on the go and on the fly, it happens, yes.
It does.
But your sound kind of reminds me of a little bit of you remind me kind of some artists from the South, and then also I guess it's the South but not really, like Miami, like Trina,
uh-huh.
and Goody Mob, and just party music, like fun. House party music, or like a big banging club where everybody's just like packed to the walls, just wanting to grind and sweat on each other.
Grind and sweat on each other. That might be my next song.
That's what it evokes for me. That's what I think about when I'm listening to it. I'm like, this reminds me of
mm-hmm. Right.
That's fine. I like it. And do you feel like you have a natural ability for like the crooning and moaning that you do? Like on Vodka Night, because it's very sexy. It's the way that you sort of deliver.
Call me sexy. It's like it just rains. It just comes naturally. Like I'll rap a verse and they're like, no, don't use your sexy voice. And I'm like, I didn't use my sexy voice. Did I have my? I'm like, I didn't even turn my sexy on yet. So that's just how I sound. That's I don't put extra sexy to it because then I would never get nothing done. My producer would stop recording.
Right. Right.
I don't want to distract him from his job, so.
Well, that could be a good thing at the same time. You never know.
Yes, it could.
Sweet. Cool, cool. Well, what happened?
Oh, Lord. Because I said, I actually done it in my booth before.
Yeah. Oh, wait, you have?
Yeah, I have.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Okay. I don't think I've had sex on the air while on the air, but I know I did have sex in a club once.
You had sex in a club? Okay.
Not in this country,
back when
you're
not
country,
having
though.
Sex on the air. I used to have a show called Bobblehead Productions that came on Blog Talk Radio. I used to have sex on air every night.
Really?
Yeah, every night. Live.
Was this video and audio or just audio?
It was some. If you was lucky enough to have my webcam, my Yahoo, you were able to watch.
Wow.
So, listen, some watched and listened. And it was a very popular show. And so Blog Talk called it off because I had a hater.
Oh, no. Yes,
so
that's...
9 months, every night, I was
Jeez.
And sometimes it wasn't just me. Sometimes it was somebody else. I'm like, who's going to do it today? And the one time I let somebody else go on air, I got cut the next day because it was the wackest sex ever.
Aw.
You laughing like how it was whack. It was the gingerbread man and whatever
that girl
damn name was. Mm-hmm.
Now we have fantasy creatures and, like, storybook time people getting it down or what? Wait, this is very interesting. Hold on. Wow. Well, yes. Now, I don't believe I've done so on the air. But, yes, this was out of the country in a far, far away land while music was playing, and rather discreetly, or at least I believe so. And
you
maybe more
was,
than once now that I think about it.
In the club discreetly. You ever seen
well, well, standing up. Standing up on a balcony, like.
No, I don't really do outside, so.
Yeah. Well, we were still inside. It was like a two-story or three-story venue.
Please, this is all the extra background noise. We are going on a trip, so this is PG Live Mobile.
Ooh. Ooh, yes. Multimedia, right here. Yes.
That's the joy of this, how we can get down. You know, you never know what's going to happen. You never know what's going to happen on my adventure, where I'm going.
Exactly. Yes.
And I appreciate
Your
airtime of putting me on and giving me this opportunity to even do this interview. So shout out to Sandra.
Thank you. I need to have you back again because I'm sure you have a lot of, like, wild times to fill me in on. And my listeners, I'm sure we would. Because, I think so.
Let me see what kind of song it is. Yeah, I won't talk
to it. Well, okay, I'm going to play one of my erotic stories real quick. If I'm keeping you away from anything right now, just let me know. So I'm going to go ahead and play my erotic audio of housekeeping, and it will start.
I'm definitely.
Ooh, and we will start now.
How did he say that?
I know, I'm about to start. Hello, you're watching Sandra London TV, and what you're about to hear is a hot, cold reading of the very next video coming up that's going to be called Housekeeping, and we will start right about now.
Ariola, I clean now?
Yes, you're cleaning.
I fluff for you.
Oh, yes, good boy, Patrick. I like.
Ariola, are you in there? I want to see our son, Arnie.
Yes, Mario, I am there. I am almost coming.
Do we have the time? I finish?
Patrick, you must not be so hot in here. Mario will ask a funny question. Arnie does not look anything like him. He looks like you, puppy.
Oh, no, 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 no.
Mira, you can see.
Uh-oh. Ariola, come, come. I want to spend a quality time with my family. Give me my son. You never let me see him for very long.
I come. I just wanted to show Patrick how to wax. My ass.
What is going on in there?
The glass, nothing. I'm showing him how to wax the glass.
Nonsense. Do I need to come in there?
Oh, if only you had, baby. If only you had.
My baby.
Voila. So that's it so far. That's this little script I wrote up in about 5 minutes or so. I'm going to work on it, and we're going to do the actual play version of it. And then you'll see it in our faces. We'll be out of hiding. Good night. I'll be back.
That was my erotic story, Housekeeping. I will be right back with Miss PG for more debauchery and good times. But first, let me play a song for you. I found this song, I believe this was also on Free Music Archive. Yes, and it's just so cool, I like it. And then I will be right back with you. The call-in number is 858-815-2333. Once again, 858-815-2333. And I'm going to play the song Rewind by Kutka from Perth, Australia. Here you go.
Thank you.
Sandra Radio, and that was the song Rewind by Kuka. And I'm going to get Miss PG back live with me here. Hello, hello.
Hello.
Hello,
hey.
Everyone.
Hi, Noodle.
I was imagining that song that was just playing with, like, remix style with some of your sounds behind it, like, laced behind it.
Okay.
Yeah.
You like that song. Interesting.
Mm-hmm. So tell me, you've been doing the whole music thing for 3 years, but, like, did you always want to get into music when you were growing up, or... Did you have other plans?
I had no idea that I would ever do music. It was never, like, anything I even thought of doing. But I had a situation where someone said something about me, and I said, you know what? Let me write this diss song real quick. And that's what I did. And ever since then, I was just, you know, it just comes to me.
Nice. So that's how you get out, like, that's, like, your outlet for what you want to say.
Yeah.
To people or what you've experienced in life and stuff like that.
Yeah, it's like I feel that I have so much that I can tell people, and, you know, if you tell them, they ain't going to listen to it, but if you put it in a song, they're going to listen.
Yes. It becomes hypnotic at that point. And who do you like to listen to who's in the mainstream music world?
The craziest thing is ever since I started doing music, I can't listen to mainstream people. So I only listen to local artists, and it's really, really crazy. So
really?
If it ain't Shy, then it's like Purple Label. That's, you know, other artists in Milwaukee. Shout out to the Tomboys, V-Mac, Hoodfellas, things of that nature, you know. But if it's, I really can't listen to some of them songs. It's crazy. It's like you really sat there and wrote that and then sold that. Nah. That's not what you should have did.
Right. Well, okay, well, what about when you were growing up then, like, when there was real music,
like,
you know, on the airwaves,
radio? I love T.I., Jeezy, and, man, Busta Rhymes. It's like, I listen to a lot of stuff, and I still, like, listen to old music, but, like, as far as new stuff, I can't do it. I really can't do it.
And so do you do a lot of shows locally in Wisconsin, or do you?
I do a lot of shows locally. We used to start, when we first started doing shows, we did our first show in Clarksville, Tennessee. So we did a lot of out-of-state shows, so we just started doing shows locally.
Right. Okay. And what's your favorite as far as a place to perform or just that you're most used to, most familiar with?
The favorite place I like to perform at was Bobby Rockets, because that was the first place I performed at. Now, other artists have performed in every, like, all kinds of places, but my favorite one is Bobby Rockets, Burlington, Wisconsin.
Okay. Huh.
Had a ball.
Nice.
I had a ball. So, yeah, that's always going to be my favorite one.
Okay. Well, I think... If you're down with it, I'm gonna dance to one of your songs, and I'm gonna send it to you. I'm gonna make a video. You tell me if you like it.
That'd be great. That'd be real great.
Yeah.
You gotta make sure on Twitter that you send me your information so I can send you some more songs, and, you know, from everybody else that I've worked with. And I got this one song I think you'll really like. It's called "Spark in Your Life."
Huh. Okay.
Yeah,
I'll make sure you get
that. Yeah, I need that. And then can anybody do erotic stories on your show? I kind of enjoy the erotic story. I'm like, I need to do an erotic story and, you know, get that to you.
Yes, you have one ready right now?
No, I don't have one ready right now, but that inspired me to do one.
When you are ready, please do. That is anyone out there listening as well, if you'd like to send your erotic story, or if you'd like to read it, either way, you can call in any Sunday from 8 p.m. to 9-ish p.m. Pacific Standard Time, or you can email I'm Sandra London at gmail.com. Those would be the best ways. And was very much encouraged and welcome. But yeah, I'm waiting in anticipation. I would like to hear an erotic story of yours. Yes.
Get that to you. We was talking about it as we was driving. She was like, oh my God. I said, yep, we recording an erotic story when we get back to the studio.
Sweet. Yes.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to have a story soon.
All right. Well, you've heard it here first, everyone. We've got a nice, hot, steamy audio erotic story heading your way very, very soon from Miss PG herself. Yes,
sure indeed. Sure indeed.
Alrighty, well, I'll go ahead and play one more erotic story here, and then I'm going to see if I can pull up the Back to This Paper song, because I'd like to play that song of yours.
Okay.
So I will be looking that up, but in the meanwhile, everyone, please enjoy, and you'll enjoy this, Miss PG. It's sex on planes, trains, and automobiles, although I also have had sex outside, too.
As far as I did outside, but you know what? I might actually have to do it on my top porch now. Yeah.
Yes, please. I hope I inspire you.
Yeah, I think you did.
Well, here we go. Check it out, everybody. Hello, world. Tonight's bedtime story is called Sex on Trains, Planes, and Automobiles. Dear Diary.
Vroom, vroom.
Squeak, squeak. Squeal. A hush. Muffled giggle.
Was that light there before?
Are you sure you know this area? Are the flight attendants sleeping?
Put your legs here.
Hold on. My neck's getting stiff.
Hold on. Someone's coming here. Put your head under the covers. Stay down. Keep your mouth where it is.
Okay. I really need some air for a second. Gosh, I don't remember your cock being that big. Is this the lighting?
Oh, your pussy feels so tight.
Duh. Passenger seat or back seat? Recline or straight up? Condom or peanut? An extra blanket and towel, si vous plaît? A tissue. Napkins. Seat indentations on the skin. Rug burn. Darkness. A light switch. Mystery. Is that your cock or the stick shift? Does it matter? Start, stop, shift, redress, ease away slowly. Oh, what fun it is to ride while riding in an automobile. Or on a train. Now, I have yet to fuck on a plane, but I have given head while my then boyfriend's parents are sleeping right next to it. How bold. How daring. Ghastly, even. Yet, hey, what can you do? Blame it on the menses. It was that lovely time. Okay, excruciating time when nature calls. Being stuck in the air was the absolute worst for this sort of conundrum. I promised your diary. The only reason I was so very, very naughty was because it took my mind off pain. Oh boy, did it ever. Furthermore, if you can make yourself laugh, okay, not with your mouth full, but perhaps interspersed with the dick and mouth action, then that can't help but relieve the tension incurred by pain, pleasure, and trying to be a cock ninja chick while cramped in a tight Lufthansa middle row seat and not get booted off an international flight. The train? Yeah. Different boyfriend. Fast forward a few years later or so. En route to Barcelona. Or maybe it was Amsterdam. It wasn't our fault my guy and I were assigned an otherwise all-male cabin room. It happened, surely. No? We tucked into our small twin bed on the bottom bunk and the two bunk bed cabins and dared each other not to squeeze, shudder, gasp, nor projectile shoot our lovely, lustful liquids on the guy sleeping just across from us. Ah, but the auto, the real wheels. Now, those may be innumerable, my dearest. There's something so wrong and yet so very right about doing a real test drive while set in park.
passersby only make that much more pleasurable. Sweet. Deviant. And perhaps even squishier. I actually have been cited by those of the security profession, but apparently they were human. They must have liked it and never even issued a warning. I'm so very, very, well, how uncommon is this really? Sex out loud. I mean, really. One cannot always find the right time and the comfort of one's home or that of another. It may not even be ideal, depending on who you want to bang and who's actually available in your home. Especially so if those two are not mutually exclusive. Ah yes, dear diary. Sometimes sex on wheels is the only way at the time. And even if the sex out loud is rare, I believe it is precisely this rarity that elevates it to the status of a real Kodak moment. I'm glad you agree, my love. The end. I hope you all liked it, and I hope you have sex out loud. Good night. Bye.
That was Sex on Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, my audio erotica. And I will get Miss PG back live with us here. Hello, hello.
Hello, hello.
Hi. Yeah.
Hey, how are you, Sonny?
I'm awesome, and you?
I'm doing just fine.
Nice, nice. Okay, so okay. Yes. All right. So I might be able to play your song just through your page on Reverb Nation. I just want to make sure there's no interference because I had some other pages up. So let me see. Let me check it out real quick. But I would like to play. Yes. Cool. Okay. So here we go. Let's see. Well, I'm on. What is this? I'm on the Dallas, Texas page still. But I'll play.
Oh no, you gotta go to my other one. It's in Milwaukee. It's MRSPG.
Oh. Okay. All right. There we go.
If you can just type that in the little search box. That's and Petey Green, so that's like a win-win.
Ooh.
Right there.
Ooh. Okay, I'm putting it in. Ooh, Weekend Girl, how's that? Okay, cool.
Oh, yeah, you're like Weekend Girl, too.
Ooh, I'm going to play both. Okay, I'm going to do Spark in Your Life. Here you go.
Okay, all right.
Oh no, that's what's playing when I'm doing Spark in Your Life. Uh-oh. Hello?
Hello, I'm here.
Yeah, I pushed the Spark in Your Life button and Vodka Knight started playing.
I know, I said, oh, that's not right. I said, I want to.
I'm like, wait, what? Okay, let's try Weekend Girl. Let's try it.
Okay. That's just called a mistake.
Try to get some rest next week and we back on again. Copy in the city and 12.
And that was Weekend Girl by Miss Peachy. And is that Petey Green?
No, that's Scholar Script SB.
Scholar. Okay, Scholar Script SB. Well, there you go.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Okay, I'm going to fiddle around with the spark in your life a little bit later, but is there anything you'd like to say to your fans out there listening and new listeners?
I would like to say, hey, once again, make sure you check me out everywhere, mrs.pg. On Twitter, it's mvpg. And I appreciate all y'all love and support. Keep doing y'all, and I'll keep doing me.
Nice. Well, thank you so much, Miss PG. Thank you for being on my show this evening, and I look forward to bringing you back and you sharing your delightful, naughty stories with me and my listeners here. So thank you so much.
You're welcome. Anytime you have my number, you need me, call me.
Will do. Okay.
All righty then. Night. Bye, everybody.
And that was Miss PG. Yeah. So I'm going to go ahead and play another song for you real quick. And then I believe I may have enough time here. I'm going to go ahead and do a reading of one of the most fascinating and controversial masters of the naughty word of all time, Sir Marquis de Sade. Donatien Alphonse François de Sade. There we go. The Marquis. But yes, in the meanwhile, let me give you another song. Which one? I'm going to do Go Go Girl by the Lumiana, and I will be right back. Okay, that was Go Go Girl by Zulimianas. And I'm going to go ahead and read an excerpt of one of the Marquis de Sade's infamous pieces of literature. And I just want to forewarn everyone, if anyone out there has delicate sensibilities or perhaps any sensibilities at all, you may not want to continue listening. So, yes, you have 5 seconds to do something else. I think I'm going to probably end up labeling this episode as explicit because this story is a bit intense, or more than a little intense. But anyways, so yes, I will start, I suppose, now. And this is the uncensored version of Justine by the Marquis de Sade. Alrighty, written in 1791. Form flecked his lips as he spoke these words, interspersed with revolting oaths and blasphemies. The hand, which had been prying open the shrine he seemed to want to attack, now strayed over all the adjacent parts. He scratched them. He did as much to my breast. He clawed me so badly, I was not to get over the pain for a fortnight. Next, he placed me on the edge of the couch, rubbed alcohol upon that mossy tonsure with which nature ornaments the altar, wherein our species finds regeneration. He set it afire and burned it. His fingers closed upon the fleshy protuberance which surmounts the same altar. He snatched at it and scraped roughly. Then he inserted his fingers within, and his nails ripped the membrane which lines it. Losing all control over himself, he told me that, since he had me in his lair, I might just as well not leave it, for that would spare him the nuisance of bringing me back down again. I fell to my knees and dared remind him again of what I had done in his behalf. I observed I but further excited him by harping again upon the rights to his pity I fancied were mine. He told me to be silent, bringing up his knee and giving me a tremendous blow in the pit of the stomach, which sent me sprawling on the flagstones. He seized a handful of my hair and jerked me erect. "Very well," he said. "Come now. Prepare yourself. It is a certainty. I am going to kill you." "Oh, monsieur." "No, no. You've got to die. I do not want to hear you reproach me with your good little deeds. I don't like owing anything to anybody. Others have got to rely upon me for everything. You are going to perish, I tell you. Get into that coffin. Let's see if it fits." He lifts me, thrusts me into it, and shuts it, then quits the cavern and gives me the impression I've been left there. Never had I thought myself so near death. Alas, it was nonetheless to be presented to me under a yet more real aspect. Roland returns. He fetches me out of the coffin. "You'll be well off in there," says he. "One would say 'twas made for you. But to let you finish peacefully in that box would be a death too sweet. I am going to expose you to one of a different variety which, all the same, will have its agreeable qualities. So employ your god, horror, pray to him to come post haste and avenge you if he really has it in him." I cast myself down upon the prie-dieu, and while aloud, I open my heart to the eternal. Roland, in a still crueler manner, intensifies upon the hindquarters I expose to him. His vexations and his torments. With all his strength, he flogs those parts with a steel-tipped martinet. Each blow draws a gush of blood, which springs to the walls. "Why," he continued with a curse, "he doesn't much aid you, your god, does he?" And thus He allows unhappy virtue to suffer. He abandons it to villainy's hands. What a bloody fine God he's got there, Thérèse. Thérèse. What a superb God he is. Come, he says. Come here, whore. Your prayer should be done. And at the same time, he places me upon the divan at the back of that cell. I told you, Thérèse, you have got to die. He seizes my arms, binds them to my side. Then he slips a black silken noose about my neck. He holds both ends of the cord. And by tightening, he can strangle and dispatch me to the other world, either quickly or slowly, depending upon his pleasure. This torture is sweeter than you may imagine, Thérèse, says Roland. You will only approach death by way of unspeakably pleasurable sensations. The pressure of this noose will bring to bear upon your nervous system, will set fire to the organs of voluptuousness. The effect is certain. Were all the people who are condemned to this torture to know in what an intoxication of joy it makes one die, less terrified by this retribution for their crimes, they would commit them more often and with much greater self-assurance. This delicious operation, Thérèse, by causing, as well, the contraction of the locale in which I'm going to fit myself, he added, as he presented himself to a criminal avenue so worthy of such a villain, is also going to double my pleasure. The end. Well, yes. That is Sir the Marquis Donatien Alphonse François de Sade, the Marquis de Sade, with an excerpt from the uncensored version of Justine, written in 1791. Okay. That is all for my story time this evening, and I will say goodnight with the song funny, with the song The Beat Goes On by Flex Spector. Yes, have a more lovely, happy, friendly time over at Naked Girls Radio, with more music, more fun time, and a lot more delicacy. Good night. Thank you.
Hello, all you sexy naked girls radio listeners. Have yourself a naked day and make it a naughty night with me, Sandra London, on Playtime with Sandra every Sunday night, 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 10 p.m. Central, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.